Here's a special message from Briggs & Riley to every last-minute luggage packer. To those who hate packing around those annoying grooves in the bottom of your suitcase. To the challengers who try to cram a myriad of toothpaste, hairbrushes, and travel-sized shampoo bottles into the outer pockets. Many luggage has tried, and many have failed to accommodate the whim of the overzealous overpacker. Now there is a true sophisticated challenger. Briggs & Riley's perfect packing solution offers several casual, sophisticated collections that reflect the way we live and travel today. Their iconic outsider handle provides optimal capacity and flat packing inside. And only Briggs & Riley luggage has CX compression expansion technology, which increases capacity in the same size suitcase. The premium extra-wide garment panels help create additional compression to prevent shifting and wrinkling, so you can add more in a smaller space. And to the luggage handler who's extra hard on your luggage, Briggs & Riley will repair your luggage free of charge. No proof of purchase necessary. Clothes waiters and careless carriers, your match has been met. Visit Briggs-Riley.com for Briggs & Riley luggage.
Hey there, dog lovers. It's time to show your furry friend a little extra love and attention. After all, they're not just pets, they're family. At GetJoy, we provide top-of-the-line nutrition and wellness services to improve the lives of dogs and their families. GetJoy's dedicated team of animal science and vet nutritionists have expertly crafted their recipes to give your pup maximum health benefits. With options like gently cooked fresh meals, freeze-dried meals with pre, pro, and postbiotics for optimal gut health, and single-ingredient beef treats. Your best friend just got upgraded to a whole new level of pampering. And the best part? GetJoy's meals are made with wholesome ingredients right here in the USA with no fillers or artificial preservatives. Plus, when you subscribe to a GetJoy food plan, you'll be connected with a board-certified televet with services available 24/7. As a special offer to our listeners, visit GetJoyFood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get a 50% off your first order today. That's GetJoyFood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get 50% off your first order.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is CBS Sports Radio. I am JR. Happy Monday night to you. Hope you had a great weekend. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 4 hours. This is when I get started. 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He is joining us, holding it down live from New York City. But most importantly, I'm here with you. Yeah, you, everybody listening all over North America, there is no show without you. Shout outs to my folks in Baltimore. Oh, man, we're going to talk about Baltimore. What the hell is going on with y'all? The Orioles, the management, the broadcasting story. We'll get into that. Shout outs to people listening in San Diego. Everybody listening all over the world. I don't care where you're at. I'm glad that you're here. Congratulations. The Free Odyssey app, SiriusXM 158, your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, CBSSportsRadio.com, a smart speaker. I can go on and on and on, but I won't. All that matters is you're here. And if you want to talk to me while I am here, it's simple. We got a phone number. It works. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can also find me. I'm on the internet. I'm everywhere. Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. I am at JR Sport Brief. I'm even on Threads. I haven't posted anything yet on Threads, but I will. But I'm there. Here's the deal. I gave you a short preview. If you follow me on social media, you will already know about everything we'll discuss. But there's more. I'm going to tell you why the Baltimore Orioles are just a joke, but we'll get to that next hour. We've had a busy weekend here. A lot of positives. If you could take a look at the Hall of Famers and the Pro Football Hall of Fame, they were celebrated on Saturday. Simone Biles decided to get back out onto the mat and the beam and all that other stuff and flip around, and she no longer has the twisties, and Simone Biles looks good. The Astros went to the White House today, and Joe Biden making old people jokes with Dusty Baker. Richard Sherman, it looks like Richard Sherman is going to be on his way to Fox to hang out with Skip Bayless. That's going to be a whole lot of torture there. The ACC, snatching up a school or a couple of schools from out west. Cowboys still having trouble at kicker. What else is new? Messi continues to look absolutely amazing. I don't know. Messi makes MLS look small. And then we even might have a few other superstars, maybe potentially, joining MLS. So we got a lot to do. We got a lot to talk about. But before we do anything, and I'm going to talk about this fight, first of all, thank you, Tim Anderson and Ramirez, Jose Ramirez, for making things interesting. Hey, Shep, how you doing? You had a good Monday?
I did, JR. Thank you for asking. I got to ask you, man. Yes. What a great picture between you and two other Hall of Famers. How was the Bernie Williams celebrity game?
Oh, it was great. I got a hit.
Not surprised.
I didn't hit three home runs, but I got a hit.
No three stolen bases.
No three hits, no three stolen bases. I couldn't even tell you where the ball went. I saw the ball go. I think it went past the shortstop or second baseman. It's like a gapper. And I saw the ball where it landed. I said, oh, I got this. And I just ran right to first.
JR, listen, I know you've interviewed everybody. But when I'm on the left of you, I mean, obviously on the right, I believe Bernie Williams belongs in the Hall of Fame. He belongs in Cooperstown. But on the left of you, you have a guy that has done something that no one else has ever done in the history of the sport. The only unanimous player to ever get voted into the Hall of Fame. Does that register when you're interacting and obviously going back and forth with these guys?
No.
Got it.
I know he's amazing. I mean, I can go up and down all the accolades. What I was and people, if you want to see me standing in between two professional athletes who are much bigger than me, you can look at my Twitter or my Instagram, Facebook. See me with Bernie Williams and Mariano Rivera. No, Shep. It was the fact that Mariano Rivera still looks like he can go pitch.
Yes.
This man looked slight of frame on television. And I've met him before in uniform. But to see him running around in shorts and a jersey, Mariano Rivera is a big dude, man. He ain't no small cat. He will punch your lights out. He is a big man. He has legs like Manny Pacquiao, and he has arms like I don't know what. He can bust you up bad, man. That's a big dude. That's what I thought about.
Awesome, awesome picture, JR. You guys look like you three look like you've been friends forever, man. So that's just awesome to see. Well, and congrats on playing that game this weekend.
I must also tell you, Bernie Williams is I can't say surprisingly because I've spoken to Bernie plenty of times. Bernie makes no sense nice, okay? And Mariano Rivera is no different. I'm literally at one point in the game, I was playing right field. And I look over to my left and I see a crowd. And I'm like, okay, who's over? It's Mariano Rivera. He's just, when he wasn't like swinging for the fences during the game, of which he was like the MVP of the game, what a shock. Mariano Rivera is over there just signing autographs. Just signing autographs. And I'm over here trying to concentrate in right field and Mariano was just signing away. So not a shock that two spectacular human beings participate in that game. There were other Yankee legends there. Nick Turturro, the actor, he was my coach or manager. So it was a fun time, man. And look, unlike Tim Anderson and Jose Ramirez, nobody fought. We all got along, and then Bernie did a concert after, so it was good. No complaints there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, nobody fought. We all got along.
I had a feeling no one would fight the way we saw on Saturday. Yes, that was a good intuition, JR.
Yeah, no, nobody fought. But I do know on Saturday night, we did get a fight in Major League Baseball. And things didn't always work out. Well, let's put it this way. We had some positives. I told you about the Hall of Fame. I told you about Simone Biles coming back. And then we had some losers over the weekend. Tim Anderson of the Chicago White Sox, loser over the weekend, okay? This man got a right hand from Jose Ramirez, and he hit the deck. Terrible. That's not all. Yesterday morning, Sunday morning, if you were up, it was 5 a.m. on the East Coast when this game started. The U.S. Women's National Team, they're done. The earliest boot that they have ever received, and when I say boot, they got kicked out of the tournament, they lost. The earliest L that they have taken, the earliest elimination, Sweden beats them on penalty kicks. And they're done. They're cooked. the U.S. Women's National Team, man, we got some folks retiring now. Megan Rapinoe is gone. Julie Ertz. I hate to say the wife of Zach, but that's where a lot of people know her from. She's retiring. And so we had some L's. Sorry. You know what? Let's get the U.S. Women's National Team out the way. This was on Fox, and it had some great ratings. I think more than 4 million people watched this, despite it being early on Sunday morning. But this is what it sounds like when you lose a game on penalty kicks. This is from Fox.
If she scores, Sweden wins, the U.S. is out. If not, another round of penalties. Hurtig. Off there. Did it go in? Waiting on a signal. No. You've got to be kidding. Well, they're waiting. They're going to check. But it happened so quickly. Wow. Sweden wins.
Yeah, Sweden wins. The United States of America. They go home. And they missed three penalties. Megan Rapinoe missed the big one as well. I mean, after the match, she was just basically calling it a cruel nightmare that this is the way that her career ends. It should be okay. She'd be fine. Someone else will probably be fine. At least she got knocked out of the World Cup. She didn't get knocked out in the face. Tim Anderson. Man, this is fine. And who cares about the game on Saturday night? I don't think most of America gives a damn about the Guardians and the White Sox. Cleveland lost. They were losing in the sixth inning. The final score was 7-4. Jose Ramirez hit an RBI double. He slides into second base. He gets a tag by Tim Anderson. Tim Anderson is standing over him. Jose Ramirez doesn't appreciate it. He gets up. Tim Anderson then drops his glove, and then they get to swinging. And then the hands get to flying. And then Jose Ramirez gets to connecting. We went from a baseball game to a boxing match in like 30 seconds. And it was pretty amazing to take a listen to. I want you to listen to this call from Tom Hamilton, MLB, Guardians. Just listen to this. This is poetry. Listen.
By the diving Vaughn, down the right field line, kicks into the corner. Ramirez on his way to second, head first slide, safe, and in to score is Jimenez. And another hustle double, right over the bag at first. Now Hosey and Anderson square off. They're fighting, they're swinging. Down goes Anderson.
Down goes Anderson. Down goes Anderson. Pretty awful there. And so now we find out what happened. Tim Anderson suspended 6 games by Major League Baseball. Jose Ramirez suspended 3 games by Major League Baseball. They're appealing. And so they're still eligible and are on the rosters and available to play tonight. I know the Sox taking on the New York Yankees. Tim Anderson he's always catching the L somehow. Jose Ramirez said, I think he's been disrespecting the game for a while. I was telling him to stop doing that. After he tapped me really hard, more than needed, he said he wanted to fight, and I had to defend myself. Jose Ramirez, what a classy guy, also said today he tried to reach out to apologize. He hasn't been able to get a hold of Tim Anderson. Tim Anderson also went on social media and just said a whole bunch of God knows what before he ultimately deleted his post. Very cryptic notes and messages. I don't know. When you get knocked out, what are you supposed to say? When you get knocked out, just say nothing, man. Terry Francona, he was also suspended a game. He's not coaching. He's not managing tonight. And Terry Francona, he was talking to the reporters after the game. He also got ejected. And Terry Francona was correcting a reporter about what hand Jose Ramirez used to put Tim Anderson on his ass. Listen.
What do you think of Jose's left hook?
Right hook.
Right hook. Right. You know, it's not funny, but when I came in, I'm listening to Hammy, hard not to chuckle. I mean, it's not funny, but boys will be boys.
That's what we're calling boys will be boys, right? Not only were these guys fined, or excuse me, suspended, it's also going to cost them in a wallet. They have been they've been fined an undisclosed amount. And for Tim Anderson, why did he get 6 games? Well, he's the dude who dropped his glove first. He's the man who was asking for the fight. And at the same time, if we got to think back to 2019, this is the third time that Tim Anderson has been suspended. He helped incite a benches clearing brawl in 2019. He flipped his bat. He got hit on the next pitch. And then the next thing you know, the benches are all emptied out and they're throwing fisticuffs and hands, okay? Last year, ironically, against Cleveland, I guess Tim Anderson has something against Cleveland. You know, he's decided to share an obscene gesture with the fans in Cleveland, and he was suspended a game. Now he's suspended for getting knocked out. I mean, you wanted a fight, and you got one. Well, let me correct myself. Tim Anderson didn't get knocked out. He just got knocked down. And I'm sure he is more than embarrassed about it. And this isn't the first time we've seen an issue. I mean, Josh Donaldson, we know that whole tiff about him being called Jackie, and Josh Donaldson had to pay the price for that. And so this has been an interesting weekend so far. We've had some losers, like Tim Anderson, sorry. And then we also had another loser in the U.S. Women's National Team. And then we can look at some of the positives, the winners. Messi scores again. What a shock, right? Simone Biles, she makes her return. The Hall of Fame, nothing but positivity. Some of the greatest footballers ever acknowledged. The Astros go to the White House today. That's a positive, I guess, right? Hanging out with Biden, old man Biden, yeah, has to be a positive. We got so much to do. The phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know what? We just talked about these losers. On the other side of the break, let's talk about some winners. We'll talk about Messi, Simone Biles, the Hall of Fame, plus your calls. We're just getting started. Happy Monday. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's a busy weekend in the world of sports. Tim Anderson squares up with Jose Ramirez, and Tim Anderson, It's always bad when you're the one asking for the fight and you end up on your ass, okay? And that didn't end up great for him. Suspended 6 games. Jose Ramirez suspended for 3 games. They're both appealing their suspensions. Let's see whether or not they get the whole time served. Look, the White Sox suck. So it doesn't matter if Tim is out there or not. He's also had a terrible season when he's actually been healthy enough to play. And the Guardians with Jose Ramirez, yeah, they're going to miss him. But let's be honest, they're a sub-500 team as well. And then the USA women, they got the boot out of the World Cup. And so let's look at something positive. And then I want to get to your calls. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Not the biggest of sports. I think people really only pay attention during the Olympics. But when you have a transcendent talent, people pay attention. People will listen. People will watch. Simone Biles. That's what it is. So that's who it is. Simone Biles, 26-year-old, 7-time Olympic medalist, Simone Biles. More medals ever by an American woman in gymnastics. She got four gold medals in Brazil back in 2016. She is the most accomplished gymnast ever. But we know 2 years ago, she said no mas to the Olympics in Japan. She pretty much said that she had a mental block, and she decided to just quit. She stopped. She cited her mental health, which is well within her right, and we didn't know whether she was coming back. And so Simone Biles has been gone for 2 years, hasn't competed. Simone Biles got married to an NFL wide receiver. I should know his name, but I don't. My apologies. That means he's not that good. And then Simone Biles, I mean, here she is. She decided to come back. She wasn't fully committed until the end of June, just to compete this past Saturday in the U.S. Classic. And Simone Biles, she showed up and she showed out. Okay, listen to this. She finished first in the all-around, first in the vault, first with the floor routine and the balance beam. She finished third in the uneven bars. What a poor performance by Simone Biles. I'm being sarcastic. And so I remember 2 years ago, I had plenty of people calling me here, telling me how much she quit and she's a disgrace to her country and all this nonsense for people who can't, do more than walk from their couch to the refrigerator. And so Simone Biles, after her victory on NBC Sports, man, she talked about the love that she received and what it felt like. Here, she just talked about the big win.
This time I'm doing it for me. I worked a lot on myself, and I believe in myself a little bit more. It's just coming back out here and starting those first steps again.
Hey, Chef, who's she married to?
Jonathan Owens of the Packers.
Oh, he's on the Packers now.
Hard to keep track. He's not a household name. I agree.
Yeah, he was on the Texans. Was.
Correct.
And did he play? No, not even. He didn't play.
I wouldn't recognize him if he gave me a hug.
I only recognize him because he's with Simone Biles.
Very true.
I wouldn't, and if he walked by me without her, I probably wouldn't recognize him.
I mean, two of us.
Hey, but anyway, congratulations to him and her. And Simone Biles, congratulations for the big win. And of course, when you're first place here, and you're first place this, and you're first place that, Simone Biles was also asked by NBC, hey, you went to Tokyo, you had the twisties, you had the mental block. You stepped away from the sport for 2 years. She hasn't competed in anything in 2 years, just committed at the end of June. The simple question was, are we going to see you in the Olympic Games in Paris in 2026? Listen to what she said.
What's the status for Paris right now? I got to ask.
We're still in the working steps. My main goal was this and then championship. And then after that, we'll look on to Worlds and then we'll see. But so far, it's heading in the right direction. But I still have to work on myself. I'm still going to do my therapy. I'm going to put myself first.
Oh, good for her. Put yourself first. What does she have to prove to anybody? And as far as I'm concerned, and I'm not an expert in gymnastics, okay? She's 26. What, how many more years is that? That's 3 more years until, is it 2026? No, it can't be. It's next year, damn it. Hey, Shep, how the hell did we, that pandemic is screwing everything up, man.
True, because obviously we know the last one was 2021. We're used to the 4-year hiatus.
Oh, my God. That pandemic just, the World Cup is 26. And Paris is next year. Wow. This is the short, thank you, COVID, for giving us the shortest Olympics break ever. I mean, damn. So she'll be 27 next year. That's an old-ass gymnast. I'm just saying.
JR.
Yes.
Abby Douglas was, 21 when she retired?
Man, these gymnasts, they start young, and then they get older, and their bodies develop, and it's just, it's over after that. So to think that she can still rock and do this already here, and this is a meet in Illinois over the weekend. It's not the Olympics. But it's still rather impressive to not compete for 2 years and just win everything, first place everything. Like, come on now. It's a lot.
And Shannon Miller, I mean, she's got to be maybe the greatest American gymnast ever. Is that fair to say?
What, below Simone Biles?
Okay, fine. So if you put Simone, well, again, she's got multiple Olympics. If you just want to talk on Olympics perspective, Biles is only one. You know, she was all-time great, but it was just one. Shannon Miller was 22 when she retired, I believe.
Yeah, well, that's my point. They reach their early 20s, and most times teenage years, and they're cooked. If she can do it, then good on her, man. It'd be a nice story. Especially with everybody, there's certain segments who just decided to crap on her when she was going through her issues, and now she's back. Hey, good luck to you, Simone Biles, next year. Good luck to your husband as he tries to stay on the Green Bay Packers. See how that works out. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Vlad is calling from Madison, Wisconsin. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, man? How you doing today?
I'm excellent. How you doing?
I'm struggling, man. I saw one of my favorite teams. This ain't even my favorite team anymore. I saw Tim Anderson in a southpaw stance. Then he gets slumped on the ground. What's going on with that, Jer? I just don't. Now he's not going to be remembered for that walk-off no more in the Field of Dreams. Now he's going to remember for that.
Well, listen, man. You put your hands up. You better be prepared to go out there and do some work. And he was not prepared.
Well, you can thank Michael Culpep for that one, the pitcher. So, I mean, they weren't even trying to help him out. They were just standing there doing nothing and just holding him back.
Well, I mean, typically, and ironically, it was Robin Ventura getting the daylights beat out of him when he played for the Sox versus Nolan Ryan. You don't want the pitcher out there throwing hands, man. You don't want that. What do you want the pitcher to go? Help him out?
Not the pitcher, but like Elvis Andrews or, you know, the other guys.
There were people pushing and shoving and moving people out the way. But I guess at this point in time, maybe even Tim Anderson's own teammates, maybe they don't even want to deal with the guy.
He's cooked, man. But, JR, I'm going to walk. Unfortunately, I got tickets last week to go see the Yankees and White Sox play this Wednesday, so we're going to see how this goes, man.
Well, good luck. Maybe the New York Yankees will you want to see the Sox win, right? You don't care.
No, I want to see Aaron Judge. I want to see that man play. That's it.
Okay. Well, hopefully he's out there. I know right now the Yankees and the Sox are playing, and the Yankees still can't score worth a damn, and the White Sox lead them 2-1. Hey, Vlad, thank you for calling from Wisconsin.
I don't admit, but, yeah, you have a good one, man. Peace out.
All right, thank you. No doubt. Shout-outs to Vlad for calling from Wisconsin. He's a White Sox fan, but he wants to see Aaron Judge. Okay. I can't blame him. Great player. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. James, he's calling from UConn. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, James?
Hello. Hey, I don't know if you might know me as you. I think I misspelled you. I call it as Yucatan.
Oh, Yucatan. So, okay, you calling from Arizona.
What?
What state are you calling from?
From UConn. We be traveling.
Hold on a second, James. Hold on. Hey, Shub, what is he calling from where?
The last time he called from Yucatan, this time he's calling from UConn.
Okay.
I think he's confusing everybody because none of this is really necessary,
so
James.
He's calling from Arizona via Connecticut.
Well, tonight he's calling from UConn.
All right, hold on. Let's entertain ourselves. Hey, James, you know The Rock from wrestling?
Huh?
Do you know Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
Yes.
Do you know one of his favorite phrases?
I forgot.
Okay, I'll help you out. It doesn't matter where you're from, but go ahead. What's on your mind?
Okay, so my mind's about the U.S. Women's Cup, right? About U.S., right? Even if nobody, it's still crazy how they lost. Because let me tell you, they are very good. They're very good. Like, I remember the time where they beat, like, some team, like 13-0. You know, they're very, very good.
Well, not anymore. That's why they got the boot. They're not good anymore. That's why they got the boot. It's been a long time. The U.S. women were going for their third consecutive World Cup. It don't work that way. I think all Americans have pretty much learned at this point, it doesn't matter what sport you compete in, well, at least the global ones, you know, not the NFL. We're the only ones that play the NFL, really. But when it comes to global sports, man, you just can't roll out of bed and just say, ah, we're America, we're going to win. And let's be honest and let's be real. America on a global stage, we are the worst when it comes down to soccer or football. We don't do that. Look at the men's squad. The women, hey, welcome to planet Earth. I mean, relying on, I don't know, athleticism, resources, money. You can't do that but for so long. I mean, we got Jamaica still out here in the World Cup. So, I mean, look, U.S. women, we're not going to dominate forever. The manager is probably going to be gone. I told you Julie Ertz is gone. Megan Rapinoe is going to be gone. So, look, nobody sits on top of the mountain forever. And so the U.S. women's, for when they started this World Cup for the women in 1991, a little short rain there, huh? Let's see if they can get things back together. But when you can't score a goal, you're going to be cooked. The U.S. women's national team, they're like the New York Yankees. They can't score worth a damn. Now they got a couple of years to think about it. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Talking about greatness, Messi was great this weekend. He's not American. He just won a World Cup for his home country, Argentina. And then we also had more greatness with the Hall of Fame. Yeah, people were hanging out in Canton on Saturday. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. The phone lines are still open. That's 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you, first off, for making my drive from the south side of Atlanta to the north side every night bearable.
I always enjoy listening to you, man. Intellectual and introspective. I appreciate you.
I just started listening to you about 6 months ago. Man, I love your show.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Taking a look at the weekend. But a wild one, man. Damn. Tim Anderson gets knocked down and now he's suspended for 6 games after that fight. Simone Biles, she made her return. Yeah, she might be the only gymnast, the only active gymnast you probably know. But after dropping out of the Tokyo Olympics, she's back. She doesn't know if she's going to compete in Paris next year. She's going to take it one step at a time. But we'll see. She's great. And you know what? Speaking of greatness and some other positivity that took place over the weekend, Hall of Fame took place in Canton, Ohio. Lionel Messi last night continued to be great. Messi is out here scoring more goals. I mean, what a guy. He's not sick of this yet. I guess not. It's like, I got to go here. I got to go here. I got his goal in the sixth. And bottom line is, Inter Miami, they won also in a penalty shootout versus Dallas. They played in Dallas. It was more than 100 degrees outside. They needed intermittent water breaks outside of traditional halftime to keep the players alive. And Messi scored early. He scored in the 6th minute. He scored in the 85th minute to tie the match, and they ultimately won on penalties. Lionel Messi is just, he's just great. Don't take my word for it. Take a listen, courtesy of this, MLS and Apple.
Your wall to do its job.
Messi up, overhand in! Oh! Sensational from Lionel Messi again! 4-4!
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, Messi is a mess. Well, sorry about that. Didn't mean that. He scored the first goal. He scored the last goal. He now has 7 goals since he showed up. He's only played 4 matches. They got another match on Saturday in this Leagues Cup tournament that they have, MLS, little in-season tournament involving the Mexican League as well. And Messi, every week, is like he's playing with his kids. Every game. He's like, how many goals do you want me to get? One or two? I wouldn't be shocked if he has, I don't know, let's say two hat tricks before we get the hell out of here. And he scored that on a free kick. And he's just, he's amazing. It's great watching Messi. 855-212-4CBS. Let's get to some of your calls and then hear from these Hall of Famers. We had some talented football players who were honored over the weekend in Canton, Ohio. Charlie, he's calling from College Park out in Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Charlie?
Good evening, JR. First time caller. I'm trying to place your voice. Where are you from?
I am from New York.
That's what I thought.
Great.
I figured you might be from New York, maybe Brooklyn.
No, I'm from Uptown, Harlem, the Bronx, and Westchester.
I got you. All right. A couple things you've been talking about really set me off and interesting. Simone Biles, I mean, I watched just the highlights on the news of her competition. She looks as good or better than she did the last time we saw her, you know, in the Olympics. She is lean and mean, and it's incredible. It's a pleasure to watch an athlete of that caliber. I've seen a lot of great ones. I just turned 75, and I've been watching organized sports for since I was 10 years old. I played a lot of sports. She is amazing. What
yes,
an athlete.
Absolutely.
Lean and mean.
Yeah.
The other thing is the fight from the baseball players. I got no respect for those guys, and it's funny I use the word respect because it's the word that you used, and athletes often say, well, he didn't respect me. You know, he doesn't respect the game. Horse hockey, it's Stone Age stuff, and then the bullpen's empty and the dugout's empty, and everybody kind of slaps each other most of the time. And then they get suspensions, and a lot of times the commissioners of different leagues lessen the suspensions, you know, after the appeal. If I had my way, you got suspended 6 games, you served the 6 games right then. There's no waiting until the decision or the appeal comes down. And if you
I guess, the benefit of having a strong union in the Major League Baseball Players Association is most certainly the strongest of the unions in professional sports. So.
Well, I'm old school. I know that, and I'm kind of crotchety, but I played a lot of different organized sports for a long time. I never wanted to fight. Play the game, focus on the game. Might people say, well, you're a sissy, or well, you know what? I'm not out there to fight. I'm out there to play. Thanks, JR.
Thank you, Charlie, for calling from Maryland. We're going to talk about Maryland on the other side of the break, by the way. And we got the Orioles are dumb. My apologies to everybody listening on The Fan in Baltimore, but you'll know this already, but we'll get there. Hey, Larry is calling from Southern Cal. Larry, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Sure, Larry, what's up?
Just a quick comment about Simone Biles' husband. You were commenting a few minutes ago that you didn't know who he was and you thought that's why he was no good. I was wondering, why would you say something like that about somebody?
Well, because he's not a good NFL player.
But that's not a very nice thing to say.
Well, it may not be nice, but it's the truth. You want me to sit here and lie?
I guess you can say whatever you want.
Most of the time I sit here, and 99.9% of the time I tell the truth.
Just curious.
Okay. Well, now you have an answer, Larry.
What is your question? I'm sorry, I didn't get it.
Oh, no, your phone went out. I thought you said something to the effect of, that's my opinion, or I can say it. I said, yeah, it certainly is.
Yeah, I think that's the end of the conversation.
Oh, well, then hang up the phone, then fine.
Why don't you hang up?
You did. Oh, my God, I hurt Larry's feelings. I don't think, Shep, what's the guy's name?
I'm pretty sure it's Jonathan Owens.
We forgot his name again. The guy's gonna call back and say that we're mean to him.
Listen. I don't think Larry. JR literally didn't mean he stinks as a football player, but relative to the rest of the guys in the NFL, he's not a household name. That's all JR was inferring. Right.
Shep, he doesn't play.
You're right.
What's his name? Jonathan Owens?
I'm 99.9% sure.
See,
it's
I thought
Owens.
He was a wide receiver. He plays safety. See, I don't know. I thought he was a wideout. I'm dead serious. What do we have here? I'm looking at his stats right now.
I mean, he's played.
Oh, come on, man.
I know. He's probably played 3 or 4 years.
He played last season on the Texans.
Right.
That's not saying much. Okay.
There's a reason why they got C.J. Stroud this year, because they sucked.
Yeah. He had a decent season. 84 solo tackles. Okay. No INTs. The team was terrible, so somebody had to hit something, right? Look, if he can stick with the Packers, and he's 28, he's had 2 seasons, like he's hanging on by a thread here. God bless him if he can move on. I think that's the first caller, I think, since I've been here in 3 years, that called me and said, why you say that? That's not nice.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Larry knows you were being fair, because Larry called and said, I think Simone Biles' comeback is remarkable. That's what his premise was. So he knew he was being completely antagonistic to go after you in the way he did. That's why he didn't come with that call in the first place.
Oh, he's not being it. That wasn't being antagonistic. That's just being a miserable soul.
That's
hey, let's talk about some positive souls. The Hall of Fame took place over the weekend. Those guys had nothing to say but nice things. Like Darrell Revis. He thanked his head coach, Rex Ryan, for telling him we should get snacks. Listen to Darrell Revis.
He was crafting a winning culture and told me that he was confident that I was a guy to set the tone for the rest of the team. Rex, thank you for seeing something special in me and motivating me to live up to that potential. Thank you.
Oh, that's nice. Rex Ryan did more than look at feet and eat hot dogs. Good for him. Hey, someone else who played for some crap teams, Joe Thomas, protecting everybody's ass. He went out there and reminded everybody, yeah, I played for the Browns. You want to know how and why? Listen.
To my quarterbacks, all of them, 20. Yes, I blocked for more different starting quarterbacks than any player in NFL history. What an honor.
He should have gone in the Hall of Fame just for that crap. Playing for the Browns should get you in the Hall of Fame. Hey, how about this? DeMarcus Ware, on a more serious note, what a classy dude this is. He sang the national anthem at the Hall of Fame game, and listened to these comments about his forgotten and fallen teammates.
I thank God, and I think it's just so good that for the memories that he gives us, because we lost some guys too soon. Demaryius Thomas, Ronnie Hillman, Marion Barber. I held some seats in my heart for you guys here today. Keep resting in peace, fellas.
What a classy dude he is, man. Like, I've never heard him say anything, unlike the caller who just called me, Jay, are you so mean? I never heard DeMarcus Ware say a negative or bad word about anybody. He's beloved everywhere, from Denver to Dallas, Dallas to Denver, every place in between. Shout-outs to DeMarcus Ware, and shout-outs and congratulations to everybody who went into the Hall of Fame this past Saturday up in Canton, Ohio. You know what that means? We're getting closer to the NFL. As we said last week, we've got more preseason games coming at the end of this week. We're going to blink and boom. The regular season is going to be here in a little more than a month. It's a beautiful time of the year. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. DeMarcus Ware. He might be classy. On the other side of the break, we're going to talk about a professional sports organization who is anything but classy. We're going to talk about the Baltimore Orioles. Yes, the Orioles. They suck. I'll explain here on CBS Sports Radio.
The official Winning Time podcast from HBO is back. I'm Rodney Barnes, executive producer on the show.
Magic and the Lakers are back to defend their title.
Join me as I break down each new episode with sports writer Jeff Perlman and the actors, directors, and key collaborators who brought the 1980s Showtime Lakers to life.
It's not about basketball. It's about winning.
Listen to HBO's official Winning Time podcast on Sundays after the show airs on Max.
This is it. It's what you've been waiting for.
Billions returns to bring us the most epic showdown yet to a brand new streaming home on Paramount+.
We're back, baby!
We've got a fantastic story this season.
Buckle up, Bobby's back.
We're bringing the fight to Axe.
Everyone gets caught in the crossfire.
There's exciting stuff coming.
And now that Axe is coming back, the final showdown can begin.
This is the Good News Express Flammable.
Return to the all-access world of the rich and powerful. Don't miss new episodes of Billions, streaming August 4th on the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.